Now, you're trying to do the right thing and suffering for it, but other people are breaking God's law and benefiting from it. Why? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. So, you're trying to do the right things, obey what God says to do in the Bible, but your life is still really hard. At the same time, you look around and see people getting away with all kinds of exploitation and injustice, and they seem to be just fine, even getting rich and powerful. Doesn't it seem like God doesn't care then? Well, we'll talk about it in today's Devo. Does It Pay? By A.W. Smith. Have you ever seen someone do something wrong and instead of getting in trouble, they end up reaping a reward for it? You may have heard the saying, crime doesn't pay. But unfortunately, in this broken world, we regularly encounter people who seem to benefit from being dishonest or breaking promises. It can be hard to watch someone gain wealth with ease by deceiving or exploiting people. But the Bible tells us not to envy those who seem to be rewarded for doing evil. God sees what's happening, and the day will come when He'll reward those who serve and obey Him. Yet, none of us can serve and obey God perfectly. We may be tempted to think of ourselves as better than those evil people, but the truth is we all fall short, like Romans 3 tells us. We all end up deceiving others and breaking promises for our own selfish gain. That's why Jesus came to live the perfectly honest, perfectly just life that we could never live. As God the Son, Jesus always served and obeyed God the Father, and He did so out of love for the Father and for us. Ultimately, Jesus died on the cross, taking all our sin upon Himself, and then He rose from the dead, victorious over sin and death. This was the only way for God to save us. Through Jesus, we are forgiven of our sins, and we have the assurance of living with Him forever when He returns. Until that glorious day, it can help to remember that God is not okay with injustice. All sin must be accounted for. But Jesus endured the cross to pay for our sins for us. One day, those who have been forgiven by Jesus will receive their reward, eternal life with Him. Though it may sometimes seem like doing wrong pays off, it doesn't. God promises to right every wrong at Jesus' return. And even now, He lives in us through His Holy Spirit, empowering us to live with honesty and justice, to serve and obey God because of His great love for us. All right, let's think about this for a second. How have you seen others benefiting from doing what is wrong? This can be so discouraging. When you see this happen, you can bring it to God in prayer and ask Him if there's some way you can bring honesty and justice into the situation. We all do wrong, and often we seem to get away with it. When are you tempted to be dishonest or pull yourself up by pushing others down? Jesus understands temptation, and He is full of mercy. When you notice temptation, you can turn to Him and be reminded of His perfect love and truth. You can also confess any sin to Him and ask for His help to move forward in love. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 37, verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. And dig into the Bible for yourself and read Psalm 37, 1 through 9, 1 Peter 2, 19 through 25, and 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 18, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and maybe you have a flair for writing, even if grammar may not be 100% your thing. We'd love to have you write for Unlocked, and you can find out more about that when you go to unlocked.org and tap on Write for Us. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with me, how the Holy Spirit gives you the power to do things you could never do before. Be sure to listen to find out what those things are. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.